Hey, we're back. Wednesday, November 19th. Here in the Radio Hut, my name is Dablo. Thank you for waking up with us here this morning. I call this our Wednesday tradition. Got to check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Brooke on the phone with me this morning. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody I've been talking to that went to your soup day, including Scott Nicholson from the foundation, who just left, is raving about how great it was. You had a good turnout for that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was another great year, another great turnout. We had tons of people come in. Our soup went flying. I mean, flying off the off the table. Everybody was getting all their soup and trying lots of soups, and it was fantastic as usual.
Did you have a lot of, like, carry-out orders and people coming in just to pick up?
Yeah, you know, not as many carry-out orders this year, but that's okay because we're okay with you coming and sitting. It's about community, right? It's about socializing, so... Yeah, not as many carryouts this year, but for sure a lot of people came in the door and said hi, and that's what we like to do here.
And again, Scott mentioned this too, everybody getting it on their calendar for next year, looking forward to it. Hey, Brooke, let's get to what we're talking about today. Our topic is lower back pain. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so low back pain is one of the most common diagnoses we see over here at OSPTI. So what I commonly find when I have people with low back pain is that they have a lack of hip strength, but also what we tend to kind of overlook is the lack of core strength, right? So our core kind of plays into our back a lot. So here at OSPTI, we really focus on trying to manage your pain first, okay? So we want to decrease your pain with some modalities like some soft tissue mobilization. That's kind of that like manual, hands-on, kind of like a massage type. And then we've got some eSTIM ultrasound that we'll try to use to decrease your pain and stiffness. But then we also need to focus on strengthening around the surrounding muscles in your back to support it, right?
Right.
So some activities that we'll work on is kind of just not your typical, like, you know, crunches and planks that you think of when you think core, right? But we incorporate core activation throughout functional activities like squatting, lifting, carrying. So I focus a lot on learning to activate our transverse abdominis muscles, which are those deepest core muscles. We kind of call them the corset muscles down there, and they stabilize your spine. So if those are stabilizing our spine and they're weak, obviously we're going to have some pain, okay? So once we are able to activate those, we kind of like to then work on engaging and putting those into those functional activities like I previously mentioned. So the more stabilized our spine is and then the more supported it is, then we typically have less back pain. So as always, you know, if you have any questions or would like to get your back pain kind of under control, especially coming here into winter, give us a call. Our number is 218-641-7725.
Before we go out and start shoveling, see, Brooke, you already educated me because I do planks and crunches and I'm thinking, well, that's all I got to do. But now you say there's more to it than just those two things, right?
Yeah, those deep transverse abdominis muscles, we kind of work on, like, I don't like to say sucking in, but those, like, bracing your stomach, learning to flex those muscles for sure.
Great information, Brooke. Listen, always a pleasure to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Thank you. You too.
That is Brooke at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. How is the USDA's projected record corn crop for our country allocated within the various supply and demand forecast categories for this month? Rod Bain has the story.
With record corn production still forecasted for our country this year,